Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 lesson on resampling an old-school DNB transition for Warm Tape Style Grit. In this tutorial, we're going to build a transition that feels like part of the record, not just an effect pasted on top. That's the big idea here. In drum and bass, especially in old-school jungle and early roller-inspired styles, transitions often had this lived-in, slightly unstable energy. They felt printed, chewed up, and reintroduced with attitude. That's exactly what we want to recreate. We're not making a generic riser. We're making a musical handoff. A moment where the energy shifts shape, but the momentum keeps rolling. Start by choosing the section of your track that already has character. Usually, the best source is a 2-bar or 4-bar phrase with drum and bass interaction, maybe the break-heavy groove, a re-answer phrase, or a stripped section just before the drop. If your track is around 172 to 174 BPM, 2 bars is often enough for a tight, punchy transition. 4 bars gives you a little more breathing room if you want something more cinematic or more DJ-friendly. The most important thing is to capture movement, not just loudness. The tiny offbeats, snare decay, ghost notes, and even a bit of room bleed can become the magic once you start resampling. So don't just grab the biggest hits. Listen for the phrase that already feels like it's carrying the listener forward. Now create a new audio track and name it something clear, like resample transition. Set the input to resampling if you want to grab the full result of your mix, or route it from a drum group or bass group if you want more control. For this lesson, I recommend resampling a focused internal bus if possible, because it keeps the transition cleaner and more intentional. Arm the track and record your chosen phrase. While you're recording, keep an eye on your levels. You want healthy gain, but leave some headroom. Peaks around minus 6 dBFS is a solid target. That way, when you process the audio later, you're not starting from a clipped or cramped recording. Once the audio is recorded, open the clip and start thinking like a sampler, not just an editor. This is where the resampled audio becomes a new instrument. Chop the phrase into smaller fragments. You might slice it into half-bar pieces, quarter note chunks, or even tiny one-shot moments from the snare tail, break hats, or bass transient. Manual chopping usually works better than relying on automatic slicing for this kind of transition, because you get to choose exactly what carries the energy. Look for fragments that have some shape and movement. A snare tail that can smear, a kick and break layer that can be filtered, a bass hit with interesting harmonic noise. Even a little bit of empty space can help, because space gives the transition room to breathe. Now let's build the sound of Warm Tape Style Degradation using stock Ableton devices. A strong starring chain is a EQ8, saturator, echo or delay, drum bus, auto filter and glue compressor. Here's the basic thinking behind each one. EQ8 helps you control the tone and clean up the low end. High pass the resample somewhere around 35 to 45 Hz as a starting point. And if the transition gets cloudy, make a gentle cut in the low mids around 250 to 400 Hz. Saturator adds density and that slightly printed, worn hardware feel. Try a drive setting somewhere between +2 and +6 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then level match the output so you're hearing character, not just more volume. Drum bus is great for making break fragments feel like they've been processed through old gear. Keep the drive and crunch moderate, and use damp to tame the top end if the resample starts getting too sharp. Auto filter gives you that tape-like movement. You can start with a low pass or band pass feel, then slowly open it up as the transition approaches the next section. A muted, slightly closed tone often works best at first, because it gives the impression of a worn playback system being pushed forward. Glue compressor ties the chopped fragments together. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to squash the life out of the audio. A 2-to-1 ratio, a medium attack, auto release or around 0.3 seconds, and just a couple dB of gain reduction is usually enough. What this processing chain does is create density, coherence, and a little instability. That's the sweet spot for DNB transitions. You want the transition to feel alive, but still controlled enough to keep the groove moving. Now start automating. Think of this like a DJ-style handoff inside the arrangement. Over 2 or 4 bars, shape the energy so it feels like it's being gradually printed and then handed into the next section. A nice approach is to begin with a slightly muffled, filtered loop. Then, over the next bar, increase saturation and compression a little. Toward the end of the phrase, dip the volume slightly and let an echo tail bloom on the last hit. Right before the drop or section change, let everything pull back so the next downbeat can hit clean and hard. You can automate auto filter cutoff to slowly open or close. You can push saturator drive a little harder into the transition. You can bring in echo dry slash wet or feedback on the final fragment, and you can add a small reverb send on a snare or break hit if you want a little burst of space. The key is to keep the motion broad and musical. Old school transitions feel great because they're not too perfect. They have a human, performance-like shape, so don't over-automate every tiny detail. Let the phrase breathe. Now add a few micro edits to make the transition feel like a real DNB fill instead of a static loop. You might mute the first kick to create suspense. You could duplicate a snare slice on the last 8th note or 16th note before the drop. You could reverse one tiny break fragment into the downbeat. You could shift a ghost hit slightly late so the rhythm feels a little looser and more shuffled. This is also a great place to blend in clean one-shots from your original drum rack or break layer. In fact, one really useful trick is to keep one element a little too clean. For example, let the kick or the top snare stay sharp and modern, while the rest of the transition gets degraded and smeared. That contrast gives you impact without losing the old-school vibe. If the transition is starting to feel too cloudy, check the low end first. That's usually where problems show up in DNB. Use a Q8 to high-pass the transition more aggressively if needed. Sometimes that means going up to 60 or even 90 Hz, depending on what's in the source material. If the mix feels boxed in, cut some low-mid haze around 200 to 350 Hz. And if the top end starts getting too fizzy or gritty in a way that clashes with your hats or rides, tame the area around 5 to 9 kHz. Also check the stereo image. If the transition feels unstable or too wide in the low end, use utility to narrow it down. In some cases, mono is actually the right move for the resampled layer, especially if you want that centered, old-school fill feeling. Keep the real sub separate and mono, and let the transition handle texture instead of weight. That's an important mindset shift. The transition is not the sub. The transition is the energy handoff. Place the resampled layer where the track needs a psychological shift. That might be every 16 bars, the last 2 bars before a drop, or the end of a 32-bar phrase before a new bass motif comes in. You can also use it before a halftime break or a return to full-speed drums. A useful example is this. Imagine a 174 BPM track, where bars 17 to 32 are a stripped groove with chopped breaks and a reese. Then at bar 33, you print a 2-bar resample from the tail end of that section, process it into a filtered, saturated transition, and slam back into a full drum and bass drop at bar 35 with a new bass rhythm. That kind of structure feels intentional and powerful. Once the transition is sounding right, print it again to auto. That makes the arrangement easier to manage and save CPU. It also commits the character, which is very much in the spirit of this technique. Keep 2 versions if you can, a wet printed version with the full grit, and a cleaner safety version with less filtering or saturation. That gives you flexibility later. Sometimes a heavy version is perfect. Sometimes a lighter version sits better in the mix. Having both is a huge workflow win. A few things to avoid while you're building this. Don't overload the low end in the resample. That's the fastest way to muddy the drop. Don't make it overly bright or glossy. This style usually wants warmth and mid-range character, not shine. Don't forget rhythmic shape. A transition without movement just feels like a loop. Don't drown it in reverb. In DNB, too much wash can blur the impact and weaken the drums. And don't make every transition identical. One can be drum-led, another bass-led, another break-led. Keep the method consistent, but vary the source and the vibe. If you want to push this into darker or heavier territory, here are a few strong variations. Try resampling a short reese phrase and turning it into a murky turnaround. That works especially well before a neuro switch up. Add ghost notes under the resample to keep the movement alive without crowding the main hits. Use a narrow band pass sweep for tension, maybe moving around 500 Hz to 2.5 kHz, then snap back to full range on the drop. Or build a call and response effect, where the resample answers the main bass phrase. That's a very effective arrangement move in drum and bass. You can also make a pre-drop ghost version and a full charge version from the same source. Use the thinner one farther out, then hit with the denser one right before the drop. That gives the transition a sense of escalation without needing a generic riser. Here's a quick practice challenge you can try right away. Take a 2-bar section from a 174 BPM DNB loop. Resample it to a new audio track. Chop it into 4 to 8 fragments. Add EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and glue compressor. Automate the filter over 2 bars. Add a short echo tail on the last hit. High pass the transition above 50 to 70 Hz. Then place it before a drop and listen in context. Ask yourself, Does it increase tension without cluttering the mix? Does it feel like the track is being respun through a worn-out but powerful system? If yes, you're on the right path. So the big takeaway is simple. Resample your own drum and bass material. Chop it into useful fragments. Process it with saturation, filtering, and compression. Shape it with automation. Keep the low end disciplined, and use it as a musical transition that feels connected to the groove. That's how you get that warm tape style grit in Ableton Live 12, with old school energy and modern control. Clean, heavy, and alive.